It's confirmed. On top of the asthma, I've been diagnosed with COPD. I'm not that old, but I wish I was the only problem. After I got released from the ER almost 2 weeks ago, I followed up with my primary care, who made a bunch of referrals. Long story short, I'm missing a bunch of work for various appointments to deal with the fractured wrist, broken teeth, the back, foot, and leg pain, and even the way I talk is messed up from the mouth injury. It's not that I don't have medical and sick leave benefits. I have paid sick time through my job at the railroad, but times aren't like they used to be. There's not as much demand for railroad jobs as there used to be, and the jobs are more competitive. Plus, with all this AI mess, who knows how that will impact our jobs going forward. Just dealing with the wrist alone is a hassle. I've got to keep the cast on for 4 to 6 weeks, with my fingers are stiff and still swollen, and it's hard to do even simple things like getting dressed with the way my hand is the way it is. Maybe I wouldn't worry so much if Brianne was working, but she's still out on unpaid medical leave and hasn't been cleared to return to work yet. We're not sure when she will. I make decent money at the railroad, which has saved our bacon while Brianne's been out of work. But what if all these medical issues sideline me too? Then what will I do? I don't have a plan B.